Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 26th of October, recording at 9:06 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Stock markets in Asia were mostly steady, although Australia was a little bit easier. European markets were sort of mixed, mild gains for much of the day, but then sold off later on as Wall Street weakened. And Wall Street reversed a fairly good opening rally, the Dow up 100 points and ending down about the same. So a decline of just over 1%. In long-dated government bonds, despite the weaker tone that we saw in stock markets, prices eased on, particularly in the U.S., on funding concerns. And in currencies, the U.S. dollar reversed some early weakness and closed with its best gains that we've seen in a while. This would qualify as an upward dynamic against a number of currencies, including the euro and on the dollar index, which is trading at 76 as I speak. That's up 539 points. And precious metals, bit of a bloodbath in here today. Silver has pulled back towards the $17 level. That's spot silver. Platinum's fallen back to $13.37, and gold is currently at $10.39. So these are quite sharp drops, and we've also seen that spread across most commodities. Bucking the trend, I see that lumber was up a dollar, and I see that zinc was up among metals, although copper reversed an earlier rally. Okay, well, what's going on here, aside from nervousness? Well, in stock markets, as far as the U.S. is concerned, it looks, and the European markets, it looks like those tiny key day reversals that we've been pointing out over the last week have unsettled people, and we were getting to-ing and fro-ing with a day up and a day down, and this morning on Wall Street it started off in the same way. But it does appear as if the psychological resistance levels of 10,000 in the Dow and 1,100 on the S&P 500 against the background of a short-term overbought condition, and that's tipped the balance here, and markets have certainly slid into a reaction. Whether this reaction, we get lots of reactions within upward trends, whether this, and they tend to be small pullbacks and consolidations, whether this turns into a full-blown correction remains to be seen. We have, along with lots of other people, have been sort of wondering if we weren't going to see something like that as we lived through the anniversary of last year's meltdown. Well, we saw precious little selling in September. We've seen a little bit more in October, particularly in some of the fringe markets, like some of the Eastern European stock markets. But among the majors, the only stock market to see a genuine correction this year, unless you, I'm dismissing the small, there was a lengthy pause of a month or two, but not that much on the downside. I'm thinking back in that late May, June to mid-July period before stock markets took off on the upside. We've seen, as I say, precious little in the way of even downside reactions from the leaders since that upper dynamic in mid-July. So one could argue that were perhaps overdue. I was going to mention that the only stock market that has seen a correction since that point is China, which is ranging on the way back up overall. So, you know, we can't be shocked if that is what develops here in the U.S. and European stock markets. I'm not convinced either way. Certainly this is a reaction. I'm not sure we've seen enough in the way of either news or downward dynamics to indicate the correction. But the markets will tell us, of course. If we get breaks in the progression of higher reaction lows, then we can expect a further pullback. And Owen and I have maintained that if that does occur, that would create another buying opportunity. Right now, I just think we're in a little zone here where I would feel it's maybe a little too early to come in, and I'm not of the mind myself to be selling for a reaction or even a correction. But we can expect a little bit more of this nervy environment, and I would be surprised if what we saw, the reversal of early gains on Wall Street that we saw today, I would be surprised if that didn't spill over into the Asian trading tomorrow. But markets have been, as we know, a little bit nervous recently, and surprises have been the norm here rather than the exception. Looking at the long-dated government bonds, those yields continue to edge higher. In other words, the bond prices are drifting down just a little bit. Still range-bound overall, but if we look at a stronger economy such as Australia, that's where we've seen the most deterioration within that range, and range highs on yields and range low on bond prices are actually being tested. It really requires quantitative easing, in other words, more buying by governments of their own debt. I think we'll certainly see that in the UK and almost certainly on Wall Street, but I wouldn't be expecting to see that in Australia. Correct me if I'm wrong. Some of those well-informed Australian subscribers, but I see little need for quantitative easing there. But certainly in Europe, the need still exists. But on a medium to longer term basis, I do think we will see these long-dated government bond yields pushing somewhat higher. Now, in terms of the dollar, again, the dollar has been a bit oversold recently, and now it's checked that slide for the time being, and we've seen a bit of an upward dynamic here today. So we'll need to see another, well, in the short term, that suggests that it can go a little bit higher in here, and I would expect that if we do get a further reaction in stock markets, which seems likely, and look for an eventual downward dynamic by the U.S. dollar against the other main currencies to eventually indicate an end to this technical rally, which I think is taking its cue from stock markets, and I think it'll be in proportion to what we see on stock markets. Now, precious metals had been very, very steady within tight ranges up until today, so they kind of masked this move that we're seeing, that we've seen today, this afternoon, on Wall Street, and it has eroded initial support within those ranges. Now, That's happened on plenty of occasions. That's the norm, more often than not. In the precious metal sector, we still do have the series of higher reaction lows that we expect and see in overall upward trends. But what this has done is, unless we get a countermanding dynamic tomorrow, pushing right back up and reversing today's decline, if we could follow through tomorrow, then that would suggest a little bit further price erosion and testing of underlying support. If we do that, my feeling is that it would be creating another buying opportunity. But I'd be a little cautious here in the short term because these markets are a bit nervous, as you can see. And crude oil also pulling back. That fell $1.82 here today. So generally, we're seeing profit taking across the commodity spectrum here today. And I think that's pretty much it. But expect a little bit of spillover from this activity on Wall Street, at least into the early hours of Asia tomorrow. I think that's pretty much it in terms of the main activity. Meanwhile, all the very best to you.